Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica tourism earns $3 billion so far. Tourism Awareness Week 2024 starts on a positive note. Tourism Awareness Week 2024 started on a positive note, highlighting the growth of Jamaica's tourism industry in the face of both local and international threats, and its contribution to the wider economy. In his message marking the start of the week on September 22, during a Thanksgiving service at Family Church on the Rock Montego Bay, Minister of Tourism, Hon Edmund Bartlett said last year Jamaica welcomed a record-breaking 4.29 million visitors and generated $4.38 billion in earnings. He stressed that, based on preliminary figures, since the start of 2024 we have welcomed some 3 million stopover and cruise visitors to the island, earning approximately $3 billion. Minister Bartlett added that, despite various challenges relating to U.S. travel advisories, Hurricane Beryl and tightness in relation to airlift, we are marginally ahead of last year's performance and remain on track to achieve our target of securing 5 million visitors and $5 billion in earnings by 2025. In his message read by Director of Tourism, Donovan White, Minister Bartlett also conveyed that locally, the tourism industry is acknowledged as a key pillar of the nation's economy, providing livelihoods for thousands of Jamaicans. Tourism Awareness Week, TA, 2024 is being observed from September 22 to 28, under the theme Tourism and Peace. Out of many, one love. This year's theme is in keeping with UN Tourism's, United Nations Tourism, global theme for World Tourism Day, which is marked annually on September 27, Tourism and Peace. Throughout the week, the Ministry of Tourism, its public bodies, and industry partners will seek to emphasize tourism's critical role in fostering cross-cultural collaboration and global unity. Minister Bartlett underscored that tourism served as a catalyst for peace, creating economic opportunities and stability for individuals and communities, leading to improved social cohesion and a stronger commitment to maintaining peaceful conditions in order to attract and sustain visitors. The annual worldwide movement of millions of people creates invaluable opportunities for cross-cultural exchange, allowing individuals to immerse themselves in different traditions, cuisines, languages, and lifestyles. This intercultural dialogue is crucial for breaking down prejudices and stereotypes, while building bridges of understanding and acceptance. Recognizing this potential, leveraging tourism as a powerful tool to promote peace is logical and essential, he said. Also participating in the service were President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Robin Russell, JHTA Area Chair for Montego Bay, Nadine Spence, Junior Minister of Tourism from the Tourism Action Club at Manning's School, Taj Melbourne, Chairman of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the Honorable Godfrey Dyer, Executive Director of JAMVAC, Joy Roberts, Executive Director of Devon House, Georgia Robinson, along with several other representatives from the Ministry of Tourism and its public bodies. Seen in image. TA, Director of Tourism, Donovan White, second left, shares a moment of tourism togetherness with, from left, Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA. Area Chair for Montego Bay, Mrs. Nadine Spence, Executive Director of Devon House, Georgia Robinson, and founder of Family Church on the Rock Montego Bay, Apostle Richard Keene, at the service of Thanksgiving marking the start of Tourism Awareness Week, TA, on Sunday, September 22, 2024. TA 2024 is being observed from September 22 to 28, under the theme, Tourism and Peace, Out of Many, One Love. Image courtesy of Jamaica Ministry of Tourism. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes OCNBreakingNewsShow.com.